Now, those regular scheduled podcasts, the motherfuckers take like a month off around the holiday. Mm-hmm. But I hope we be back after the 2 years.
Yep.
But they chasing the weather, you know what I'm saying? We can't. We got to live in this shit. That's common, folk.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it.
Do you consider yourself common?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
But do you possess common sense?
I think so.
What? If the scale was at 100.
I think I'm a solid 70-something.
That's high.
I think I'm in the 70s.
Wouldn't even get you that.
That's fucked up.
Don't worry, I'm right above you.
Of course.
I would never say
see?
That you're better than me.
For a reason.
It's okay.
Everything you happens for a reason.
Put something in my drink.
You can't prove it. Someone with common sense would know that.
I'll take a test right now.
I don't think there's a test for common sense. Should be.
I meant the fact that you drugged me.
Oh. Not necessary.
I mean, if there's an IQ test, there should be a common sense test.
I need to quantify common sense, though.
Okay, I got you.
In test form.
I mean, they do it all the time. So, if you think about...
they would.
When you go to a job, what are those tests called that you take for... Like, if you work at Food Line. What the fuck are they called? It's like... It's not an assessment test, sorry. They got a name for them. But it kind of tests your customer service skills and shit like that. And your, I guess, common knowledge of the store. It's like, if a customer tells you that there's a spill down aisle such and such, what do you do next?
Right.
Right, isn't that common sense?
All right, yeah, some, yeah.
Right. So what you do is put certain situations on paper in written form. You can do true or false, multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can write out a whole paragraph, even a writing part. You know what I mean? Essay portion. I don't know.
Okay.
Even though I hate essays, so I probably would fail this common sense.
Same.
But then you can say, have common sense. And the best part about common sense, you can learn it forever. But I understand where you're coming from on your end, because what is common sense to a common person? You get what I'm saying? Like,
no.
What our common sense could be might not be common sense for somebody else, because they either A, haven't learned it, or B, they don't consider that being common sense.
I think common sense is pretty universal. I think that's the point of it.
I guess.
Something that you would expect everyone to...
Except for in like a different country, right? Like, what do we consider common sense? Getting in podcast for me, ain't even said hello.
Right. I mean, things that you consider to be someone should know. Just a way to react to situations that everyone should be aware of and kind of carry themselves as.
So do we put too much of an emphasis on common sense? Because somebody can be angry at somebody for not doing something and be like, it's fucking common sense. You're like, what if it wasn't common to them? That means that they lack common sense?
Yeah.
What?
Because you're using common in the common sense like it's the word, like in the definition of, like, I'm fucking myself up here. It's just things that everyone should know. It's a way of acting that should be a benchmark for everyone.
Yeah, but that's not what I asked. I said, do we put too much emphasis on it? Because...
No, but what I'm saying is you can't put emphasis on common. That basic thing.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Because common sense would be A, talking. B, walking.
C, no.
Yes.
What?
Everybody
bro, I don't
know.
Think you know common sense.
Maybe I don't.
I don't think you do from the way you're defining it right
Break
now.
Break it down. That is just what you're saying. I'm going off what you're saying.
Right, but
you
like
said something
you're,
that everybody should know.
But you're talking about common sense like it's something different from what it is, though.
So, break it down and tell me what it is.
It's just a way of acting that should be expected of a normal functioning person to be able to do.
Which? Give me an
Not
example.
Not walking, talking.
Give
like,
me an
literally
example.
Everyone should be able to do that unless they have a condition.
Yeah, a condition.
Right.
So,
like a thought process that should be considered normal.
Give me an
for
example.
A functioning human being.
Help like, me understand. A person that clearly doesn't have common sense.
I didn't say that.
No, but
said
I
the
don't
way
know
you're
what
defining
common sense
it is weird. Like, we'll keep to your example of like something spilled.
Uh-huh.
The way to handle cleaning that up, a normal person would either like get a mop or get a sign and grab some paper towels. So without common sense, might just stare at it or go find someone else to do it or like fucking grab a towel. Like,
okay. That had nothing behind it. I'm just saying, okay. Maybe I have to look it up to understand common sense a little bit better. Because I mean, but just by your definition, you were saying it's something that everybody should know, right?
Right.
So, but except for those, I don't know, what do you call that? Basic, those natural instincts, walking, talking,
right?
That sort of thing, right? Okay. Got you.
It's a good throw.
So do you think that they could have a common sense test?
Probably. Like you said, you broke it down well. CSAT. CSAT. Common sense.
Assessment test.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the A. I had it before and I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, because I didn't. I was like, hold on. I was breaking it down, but I was like, okay. Yeah. After the third time we said it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Start the motherfucking... Shoot.
I don't know if you can, because it's not specific to anything. It's not like to a very specific scenario, like how to react to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a general knowledge of how a person solves problems and conducts themselves in certain situations.
Right, it's a complicated conversation because either lacking common sense, I guess, kind of hand in hand, but lacking it all because they don't know half or, a quarter of what common sense should be, then that could be any of us.
What?
Like, I don't know. Is
lacking common sense because they lack a quarter of what common sense is?
Yeah, would you consider them the lack of common sense, right?
I'm confused by
that
statement.
Are you just saying, like, as a whole? I don't know.
I was just repeating you, and
so
I didn't
when somebody
understand.
Says he lacks common sense.
Right.
To what end? To what end does he
I mean,
lack
normally,
common sense of?
Normally, when you say that, it's because you've seen him react to situations, and it's not.
But to all the common sense relations? I mean, relations. fuck, I lost my train of thought.
Situations, reactions.
Situations, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, to like all of them. I mean, what if he knows something that you don't? I mean, are you superior in common sense? Are you?
I mean,
mediocre
it's a,
or moderate?
It's a concept. So, like, again, it's the knowledge of how a normal person reacts to situations.
Yeah.
So if you see someone that's doing something stupid, it's like that boy ain't got no common sense.
Right. So it's just an insult, really. Because we really don't praise people that have common sense because it's supposed to be a normal thing.
Correct.
So it's just like, instead of calling somebody the R word, you just go off and say that boy don't got common sense. Or because some people are book smart, but they don't have common sense. I know a few people to that end. But you're supposed to, I don't know. I don't know where I'm trying. I'm not trying to like argue, but.
Right. Common sense is like. Practical knowledge.
Yeah.
Like your example, the book smart people that don't have it, they got theoretical knowledge. They don't got practical knowledge.
Theoretical, not practical.
Right.
Okay, nice.
Let's say common sense is practical.
Okay. There you go.
Same.
Still didn't solve it, but that makes a lot of sense.
I don't think there is a solution.
You know why?
But I don't think you're asking the right question.
You have a exemplary common sense.
Thank you.
I can't believe I said that word. That's more of
that's
a
good
word.
That's good.
I almost flubbed it up.
But you didn't.
I did not.
Listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable. Accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up, but I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice. Just introduce yourself, dude. The common sense genius.
Why you make that face?
You're not.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
I'm leaving. It's George.
All right, we back with another week. And we started off a little weird, but not weird. Just not as normal.
Strange.
Use it. But anyway, I really want to know, like, the common sense thing. Like, I'm pretty sure they have one. I'm pretty sure somebody online has made a common sense.
When you broke it down, like, explained how you would test it, yeah, I can definitely see it existing. Yeah,
for sure. That shit. And the way you said that, you said a CSAT? Yeah. It just sounds professional.
Real, right?
Yeah, that shit.
I mean, you were describing it like an SAT. I was like, yeah, that's a CSAT.
I'll take it.
Cassette. You take the cassette test.
Is it a soft C or a hard C? It got to be a hard C. It
can't be a soft C.
It'd be like SAT.
Yeah, no.
I had to take the SAT test.
Like, boy, what?
Common sense would tell you that sometimes we ain't got nothing to fucking talk about. No, I'm joking. Nah. Yo, so first things first. So Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Sonic. Yeah. Is.
Smoke through the window, smoke out the window.
Hard.
It's all right.
Bitch got me paying rent. Yeah, that shit hard.
It's all right.
I like Bruno Mars' verse. Just the beginning was crazy. Chuck E. Cheese line.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't pay attention to it too hard. I did listen to it, but I wasn't paying attention.
Of course, it's not a leave the door open like that. Right. Shit just
that was another level.
Yeah. So they dropping the album this month. I think it's next Friday. And people that don't know who Silk Sonic is, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, named by the one and only Bootsy Collins.
Oh, he named it.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You don't know who Bootsy Collins is?
Not a clue.
I'm gonna funk you up, baby. I'm on a mothership.
Nothing.
Jesus. I'd rather be with you. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Nope.
Anyway, Bootsy Collins, legendary funk master, named him. And I guess he's kind of like hosting the album.
Okay.
Or whatever. I think they got like 9 tracks and shit like that. I was thinking.
Thinking? Or thinking? I was
funk. I was thinking what our name would be. Funkadelic Cashmere? No? Egyptian Cotton Rock? Polyester Pimpin'?
I was thinking like...
Leather and Lace? No.
No.
That's
God,
a sex
no.
Show.
Yeah. Fuck no. I was thinking more like... I can't think of an analogy for Sonic. I got the soap, but I can't think Sonic. What's Sonic? Burlap Eggman.
It is a burlap egg, man. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that.
Right?
I don't know, but I think it'd be dope, bro. I think we can actually do something.
Close the door. I'm really struggling. Sonic. That's got me stumped. Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know.
What else but Sonic?
I was just going off of material, bro. Like
no, I got the material part. Yeah. It's the Sonic part.
Sonic,
that I'm...
like tails, knuckles, I mean.
Right?
Leather knuckles.
Yes. Sounds bad too.
It does. I like Polyester Pimpin'.
It's not bad. I like the alliteration.
Another strange like... music thing. What's another material?
Cheesecloth Choir.
What? I mean, we
choir
do like
just makes it sound so.
Yeah. It's not funky.
It's not funky.
When you say the name, you got to think of. Like, just every time. I see you getting into it.
Let me get in the mindset.
Or at least think of like the Sanford and Son like theme. Like just boom, boom, boom. I know what her name is. I already got it. I just want to make sure you get your feet in. Because it's settled.
Spandex Soundwave.
Oh my God. I heard the funk in that.
Spandex sound wave.
Spandex sound wave, baby. Let me funk all on you. I'm gonna funk in your eye, girl. No. Yeah. Nah, but boom. There we go.
Got it.
That's it. And then, but I'm excited about the album.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, it seemed like they can't miss. Because honestly, yes, a song.
I don't know, that third single, I wasn't feeling it.
Skate?
Yeah.
Skate to me, baby. I mean,
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying, no, you're right. You're right.
You got to be skating.
Damn.
They make a vibe for everything.
You got me.
You know what I mean? You so, I feel like the songs aren't bad. Leave the Door Open is the best of them all.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, so far.
For what we know.
Correct.
They kicked in the door with that one.
Which is weirdly. Yeah. Weird coincidence.
Weird coincidence. Coinciality. Funky.
Is that why they had to leave the door open? Because they like fucked it up?
Yeah. Okay. I think that was the whole
point. I mean, it works either way.
Exactly. So, like, with Bruno Mars, his 24
Carat
Magic. God damn.
Yeah.
That album. Fucking. I can listen to that whole album straight.
I don't think I ever have.
It's fun.
Listen, like, two songs, maybe. Yeah,
that's it. Well, you got That's What I Like, 24 Karat Magic. What's the one with him and Cardi B?
I couldn't even tell you.
Got it going on. Well, I can't think of it right now. That's What I Like. I already said that.
Yep.
Versace on the Floor kind of made a little buzz too. That whole album, bro.
Okay.
So some people would say that he, you know, kind of culture vulture, like as far as like that sound. But that's what he grew up with.
Right.
And he does it so well. Like, I'm not hearing anything like that. It's kind of like new age. Like, Silk Sonic got the funk, and you know, I mean, they kind of giving that old R&B 70s vibe, whatever the case may be.
New age, old school.
Yeah, and so with Bruno Mars, like, he kind of had, like, I don't know, man, it's just something great that he had there that I think at the time was getting appreciation, but as far as the black community, that's what they said at first. It's like, I think he's Mexican.
Maybe. I'm Hispanic.
But
country,
yeah. But
I don't know.
I don't know. He got a spot at a barbecue. That's all I got to say. That motherfucker. Fuck. Yeah. So then you got Anderson.
When Pack. Someone's got soul, they got soul.
Exactly. You got Anderson .Paak.
Can't call him a culture vulture for
having soul,
right?
I mean, think about all the white folks that had soul then. I mean, the fact that they could follow it, even if a black person wrote it for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to give him some credit,
right? It's like. And I'm not trying to go off on a tangent because I know you have more to say. It's like, I want to know who's saying it because there's definitely a difference between someone from outside the culture trying to claim that and then people inside the culture claiming it. Because, like, I don't see how if you're a part of a culture, you wouldn't want others to imitate, to show appreciation for, and to spread awareness of your culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been seeing a lot on TikTok, Maui culture, like there's that one song, see a ton of people dancing to it. I don't know the title of it or anything, but it's a traditional or a cultural song. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say, but it's like a Maui song, and it's tons of people doing like a traditional dance to it,
mm-hmm.
and like people of other cultures obviously jumping China in and doing it as well. And it's like anytime I saw one. Had someone of that culture,
yeah,
or like even commenting on it, they were supportive and like, man, I'm so glad people are embracing it and trying to be a part of it. Like, feel like that's where you should be when you see someone trying to imitate your culture in a genuine way,
yeah, of course. Not even only genuine, just the fact that, genuine. I was about to say the same exact thing, it's just not mocking. It's all love, you're not mocking it, you're not. Throwing it on the ground. I mean, we can all agree that black culture has took over pop culture.
A lot of media, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's pop now. So, I'm not saying, like, I'm getting tired of it. But it does feel good to have people that look like me kind of shine. And a lot of people that look like me, if they're going to actually be famous about the whole thing, like just not even famous, just make money off of the shit. They're making their own money and they're not getting fucked by the industry.
Right.
Which is great. I mean, I don't like some of the artists. I'm not digging the songs. You can't like
every single piece of media that comes out.
Yeah, but I don't hate them. Get your money. You know what I'm saying? I think we touched on this a little bit before. It's just like, yo, get your money. So I appreciate the culture. Like you said, as long as they're not making fun of it. Like when they see like white girls have braids or something, I don't care.
Right.
What's that got to do with me? Let them do what they want to do.
Right. Are they like joking about them? Are they laughing at them? Like,
yeah, I can understand if they were doing that and talking like Shanae from Martin.
Right.
With the long hair, and they was doing that to be funny because we know where they're from.
Exactly.
If I knew a whole honky-tonk white girl that was doing that just to be funny, and it wasn't Halloween, you know what I'm saying? Like, Halloween would be funny. I'd be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't blackface.
All right.
Yeah, not blackface, of course not.
Nah, that's
then that's overstepping.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a lot of the Chinese culture or Asian culture is coming to fruition. So like they're getting a lot of love right now.
The Chinese.
I did, but they're Asian.
Right.
Yeah. Japanese, Korean, Filipino, Indian. Like, come on.
All the Asians.
All the Asians. So like they're getting love too.
Caucasian.
Nah, they're from the mountains of Caucasus. yeah, bro, I think that's dope. I was just gonna say about Anderson .Paak, like that nigga, he dropped a lot of music here recently. He's been doing that pretty well, and I like him as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tone. He introduced me to him a long time ago. And Malibu was tough, so
yeah,
I'm just excited about
kinda it. Kind of miss his rapping, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But.
And it's weird because he kind of does, like, that harmonized, like, rap. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily, like, all rapping.
It's like Chance, but he's definitely got more of the vocal side.
Oh, yeah. And like he's not like a great singer.
Yeah.
His voice is raspy, but it's different and it's unique and
still smooth.
Yeah, it's there. Like, because Life Jennings had a raspy voice, but it seemed like he could sing a little bit better than Anderson .Paak. But like him musically, like the way he can compose music, I mean, watch out for him.
Right.
He already got a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really care about a Grammy, but you know, he's just great. He's a good artist. So them two coming together, somebody that can't miss, like either one of them.
Yeah. They doing something.
I don't even care if the whole album wet.
I don't think it's big enough for it to like be a thing where it's like, see if I can put this into words properly. You know, when people just come along and they create something and it's just like, holy shit, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And then you get like copycats. Because it was such a big, I don't think that's going to be that huge, yeah, but it's definitely notable.
Mm-hmm.
Like what they're doing is awesome. It's worthy of being remembered. I just don't think it's like a trend setting type deal.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they're trying to be.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying.
They're not the first duo to two individuals to randoms, come. Yeah. To make a group.
Random.
They got Mount Westmore right now. They got Snoop. Ice Earth Cube. Gang. No.
What? No. That's Snoop not even what I meant either. My bad.
Yeah, you talking about Spillage Village.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mount Westmore, old school, has got Snoop, Ice Cube, Too Short, and E-40. Mm. Like, they just came out of nowhere, you know, with something. It's not the first time. Yeah. It's not the first time this has happened, so it's like.
Right. I mean, it's nothing new, crazy new.
Yeah.
It's nothing, like, wild.
Mm-hmm. So they probably do, if they want to continue to do it. You know how some people, they'll probably go on tour, Siltonic tour or whatever.
Yep. And that's probably maybe it.
Or they'll do it every 3 years or something. You know what I mean?
Every once in a while, drop.
Yeah. You know? But I think the tour would be love.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you can have Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars, then Siltonic. It'd just be a moneymaker.
There's no way.
What do you mean?
As them, would you really want to perform as an individual, like if the tour is for your duo?
Yes.
Why?
Because you bring two different fan bases into one. No. And then they can, like...
I mean, don't you do that already just by being a duo and having tours?
In a way. I feel like... I'm not saying that people are lazy because this is... I mean, they are, but this is the era of research. So if they heard of Bruno Mars and they found out he's in a group with a guy named Anderson .Paak, mm-hmm. yeah, they probably would listen to it. And Spotify and Apple Music, they give you like artists. You know right. what I mean? So it'd be easy to find them.
Yeah.
But I think... I heard Bruno Mars' show is dope, and I heard Anderson .Paak's shows are dope. And I feel like they would have a... They would mix it in a dope-ass way, and they could drop new music at the same time, like maybe something hidden in the drawer that they didn't put on the album. And their performance, like, they're a hell of a performance duo. Anderson .Paak can play, like, four different instruments. And
right.
I don't know. They can just get the party rocking. So you could do that. To be like, oh, I just love Bruno Mars, and he can do anything from 24 karat. I mean, if they wanted to.
Right.
It's old now, but people may not have seen it. But it's just something about live music that I think they could play a couple songs from each other. Like, yeah, I wouldn't put them individual shows, like, back-to-back. When they come on stage together, they could do a couple of their songs, add a little twist to it, but they also right. have different artists.
Right.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Nothing like individually putting them out there at one time and then bringing them together. No.
Okay.
Yeah, right. yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's you're good.
Yeah, because maybe Anderson .Paak could throw a little verse on something that Bruno Mars did. Or
that would be nice.
Vocals from Bruno on something that, like The Water with BJ the Chicago Kid.
Mm-hmm.
The Water. Might be flubbing up the name right now, but okay. he could do the vocals. Bruno could do the vocals for that.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I think it'd be dope.
I would
go to it. Probably be a lot of ladies there.
Oh, without doubt.
Yo, they love Bruno Mars.
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
My question.
You're right. So I noticed something about myself, and I wrote it down because I knew I'd forget. 1 second.
Good thing you wrote it.
Yeah. I said, this is what I was thinking the other day. I said, it's weird that I never have a solid argument for things that I like until they're bought up, right? Like, I never think about, like, the solid argument of why I like something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets brought up and I'm having a debate on why I like that certain thing, that said thing, and I'm winging it. So, like, does that make me, like... I mean, I guess you don't never really have to have an argument for what you like. You just like it.
Right.
But, like, you know how sometimes we'd be like, bro, what? You don't like that shit? That type of thing. Like, have you ever thought about that? Do you have you're a very debating individual. What
can I say?
Yeah, you just argue about everything.
No, I don't.
Yeah, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Nah, but it's like, do you always have something ready?
No, hell no.
No, no. You just winging it every time.
Hell yeah.
You just use big words to try to confuse people?
Not on purpose.
That was very... Oh, I don't know what to call that. But, yeah, I don't know if that's weird or not. Like, I don't like, watch something and be like, oh, I like this. Let me think of an argument of why I like this. So I right, can go yeah. talk to somebody. I know that's weird, but why did like I think it? Of that?
That's also weird.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Why do you feel the need to defend yourself so much, bro?
Nope, I'm not giving it to you.
Why do you feel the need to defend yourself so much, bro?
Nah, just to create conversation. Yeah, sometimes my conversations could turn into somewhat of an interview, but it's only asking questions about the situation at hand because most of the time I'm talking to other people.
What? I was talking about the fact that you thought about, like, having to defend why you like something. Because as I said, I've never had that thought, so I don't, why do you feel the need to defend yourself?
I don't know. It's just random shit that be popping in my head.
Why?
Like, I don't like you.
I didn't say how, I didn't say what, I said why.
I'm trying to, it's going to lead up to the why. Okay, like, I don't like you.
Right.
And that's why.
It's not a very good why, bro.
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's a good why, but it didn't explain. I need more explanation.
I don't know, man. I can't say. I don't think about that either. Yeah. That wasn't leading into much. But the one I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
like conversation, that would have been long as hell. And it may or may not have, but I'll save it.
What was it about, at least? We don't have to talk about
presidency. But it wasn't like on no like Democrat, Republican, like politics type thing. It was just literally about presidency.
Okay.
Yeah. But I save it.
You know what I seen?
What you see, brother?
We ain't really got to talk about it either, but I seen, I don't know what time frame they were looking at. I think it was the first week of its release. Back for Blood.
Mm-hmm.
There were more people, Jesus Christ, there were more people playing Left 4 Dead 2 than they were Back for Blood.
Can't even say it's Black for Blood. Like,
No.
That sound like zombie masses coming from the grave in there.
That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Going for all black people. Gunning for all the black people.
I don't think that'd make for a very good game.
As a white person.
No, I'm playing. I mean, how easily they get beaten. It would just be a boring game. Be like GTA with all the cheats on. Only as a comparison to the East.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I'm just saying what it sound like. Yeah, it wouldn't be a great game. But yeah, I did hear about the whole Left 4 Dead thing.
There is something, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it just doesn't feel, like, obviously it's not the same game.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
It's not. It shouldn't be considered the same game or a successor. But the similarities of, or the many similarities between the two, you have to draw conclusions. And I don't think it compares to Left 4 Dead.
No.
I don't think it measures up to Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, man. I can't
explain why.
Oh.
I don't know if it's the gameplay they made.
Too tactical?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Left 4 Dead, the whole point was you're just trying to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, with nonsense. Well, right. Not even nonsense, really, but
You're just killing zombies. Right. Like, that's the point. Like, you got some specials thrown in to make it tough and, like, things you have to avoid so you don't call, like, hordes of them down at you at once, which would also make it tougher.
Yeah.
But, like, the main focus is just the killing of the zombies.
Right.
But this one is, like, I don't know.
I think it's because it's...
They throw so many specials at you. It's crazy. Even on the easiest difficulty.
Yeah.
The one special doesn't even make sense. The frequency it shows up and its abilities. Big arm.
Tall boy.
Oh boy, that range is inexplicable. He should not have the amount of range he does. And he shouldn't be able to grab you if he has that kind of range.
And he can block.
You the gotta spitters, hit him on the other side. Right? Yeah, there's only one point of weakness. Otherwise, you're wasting like 3 mags of ammo trying to take him down.
Right.
Stupid. The spitter, or whatever it's called, the stinger,
mm-hmm.
barely shows up.
Yeah.
Really is only a hindrance if it actually can hit you. And you're only stuck there unless you got a stun gun. It's really only a threat if you're completely alone or the rest of your team is already down.
Mm-hmm.
The jockey thing. We haven't even seen what we were playing, yeah. But I've seen that it's in the game.
Yeah.
Barely shows up.
Wow.
And then you got, like, the bloater.
He comes like, up okay. pretty frequently.
It's, that one's pretty okay.
It's the same. It's right. kind of the same thing.
It's just like...
The weapons, too.
The weapons.
That weapon box is insane. Like, you don't...
Get two choices.
Yeah. They don't bring anything up, and it doesn't come frequently.
The ones you find along the way, trash.
They got their own attachments to it.
It's only one gun, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... It's not a pile where people can, like, grab and swap, and just because someone beat you to it, and they got one weapon, you don't have to, like, be screwed for the rest of the game because you didn't get the weapon you wanted.
Right, I mean, and it's kind of like Left 4 Dead, but at least they had a small amount of weapons, and I'm pretty sure they got a huge arsenal on Back 4 Blood, but you just don't see it.
You don't?
In-game. It ain't like you can start with the gun that you want.
Right.
And then, like, I want to switch to a shotgun. Let me do that. You know what I mean? Or something like that. But
you got to buy it from the beginning or find them along the way, hopefully.
Yeah. So, like, that and just being compared to Left 4 Dead.
Right.
I think that kind of ruins it because because
the gameplay is so similar.
Yeah, I think they had something to do with it, the people that made it. Valve.
Yeah, it's the same studio, I think, that made.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things.
Studio might be the wrong word, but part of the same team.
I want to jump back on it.
Yeah.
Like, I spend the money.
Yeah, it's not, like, terrible.
Yeah, yeah,
by any means. It's just.
It's not. I don't know. It hasn't grabbed me yet.
There's just something about it that just feels off still.
I don't know why. And there's probably things that they can change through updates.
No, for sure.
But I don't know. We'll see. We'll definitely see. Go ahead and end it, man.
Yeah.
You were. You had 2 weeks to think of it.
Facetious.
Facetious.
Facetious. Yep.
Word. Nice word.
Thank you.
Look, guys. Thank you for joining us. Pretty solid episode. You know where to find us to ask us questions, give us ideas, the topics that you want to hear us talk about, anything like that. This has been the Lost in Translation Podcast.
And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.